Messiah. I can't fix my own problems, so I need the government to do it for me. Because I'm a statist. Haters gonna hate, and staters gonna state.
It's so funny. You can scream and
shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan, look for a safe space. This ain't it. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Go fuck yourself. Yes, that's the answer, boys and girls. Go fuck thyself. Fuck it thyself, and go forth. Go forth upon the world and fuck it thyself. For as thou go forth unto the world, thou can fuck it thyself. And this is Stating the Obvious Podcast. Weapons platform, which I launch cruise missile my intellect, homes in on industry, stupid fucking status all around the world. Suck my ballsack. I'm doing two things at once. I'm trying to read and talk at the same time. It's not really gonna work that well, but it's okay because we're just doing the introductory part of the podcast right now. You're used to this. Hi, what's up, boys and girls? I am the Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting 12 years, blah, 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 blah. CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs, in the control room, lovely and adorable Randy. Today is 28th of December in the year of our Lord, Hussein Obama, 2016. Soon, Obama will no longer be the Messiah. There will be a new Messiah. His name is Donald Trump. And the new Messiah will, of course, fail as every Messiah has failed before him because statism doesn't work. It doesn't matter who you elect. It doesn't work. I am looking forward to the transitioning of statist control of the White House from the left-wing statist to the right-wing statist so I can make fun of right-wing statists more, because I'm already reading things in the alt-right slash manosphere slash right-wing status sphere about how, oh, look, Donald Trump's elected and now we're winning and now we've shown them and now the liberals have lost. And I'm just like, are you people really that fucking delusional? Black Dragon, and I linked to this post. God, there's so much I want to fucking talk about. I'm forgetting shit already. Notes. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I linked to these a while back in a linkage. Black Dragon wrote a post and Jack Donovan wrote a post. And at some point, I want to talk about both of those a little bit more in depth. But both of them, very coherently, intelligently, because they don't have their heads shoved up their asses, looked at the situation and they recognized nothing's going to be different. Nothing's going to be different. I know right now, Trump has not taken the White House yet, and there's all these people. Yeah, I'm not making this. I'm reading this on the fucking alt-rightosphere, and it's like, we've won. The liberals have been routed. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You have not won. Look, guys, on the alt-right, I have bad news for you. You have not won. Left-wing statists outnumber you. We won. Now, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump was the only person running for president. Unless he had a mouse in his pocket, there was no fucking we. Okay, you collectively did not win. Donald Trump won. You are outnumbered by left-wing statists. This is merely a temporary thing. And as was it... Somebody, oh, actually, I saw it too over on Liberty Unbound. I linked to this in the recent link and let's see, when are you going to hear this? You're going to hear this on a Monday. The linkage of the Tuesday before you hear this. The left-wing statists are going to be galvanized, if I'm not actually sure what the fuck galvanized means. Well, like steel, galvanized steel. The left-wing statists are going to be motivated. by Donald Trump being in the White House to swing into action like they never have before. You are going to see a full, I mean, you think, sometimes you think, you right-wing statist, you think you have been assaulted, your beliefs, your philosophy, your worldview, you think you have been assaulted for the last 8 years. Here's my prediction, which could be wrong. It's possible I was wrong about Hillary Clinton, thank God. Again, given the choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, I'm taking the Trumpening. Oh God, we could have had Hillary Clinton. That just makes me want to crawl into the fetal position and just fucking shake with terror thinking about a Hillary Clinton presidency. So we dodged that bullet. We did dodge that bullet, and hopefully she'll never come back. The most terrifying thing is that she'll come back 4 years from now and run again. Oh God, because if she does, she'll... It doesn't matter. Here's the thing. The left-wing statist, you think the left-wing statist spent the last 8 years attacking you? You ain't seen shit yet. The next 4 years is going to be an all-out onslaught from the left-wing statist, from the colleges, from the mainstream media. It is going to be an all-out, no-holes-barred assault on heterosexual white men who have jobs. You, I, we, heterosexual white men who work for a living, we are going to be attacked like we have never been attacked in the history of the human species. Donald Trump being in the White House is going to put these people into a fucking frenzy beyond my ability to describe with words. And I think there's an excellent chance Donald Trump will be a one-term president only because they are going to spread so much bullshit. They are going to stir up so much outrage. And then, my God, 4 years from now, there's going to be this another whole new crop of little millennials who will now be eligible to vote, who have been brainwashed for their entire fucking 18, 19, 20 years of life with feminism, hatred of capitalism, hatred of freedom, worship of the government. There are going to be more Democrat voters than there were in the last election. That's way too soon for me to try to make a prediction and whether or not Trump will win a second term. But let's just say, I think Trump's next election, assuming that he runs for a second term, I mean, he doesn't have to. He could do one term and just say, fuck this. God, can you imagine? Man. You know, ex-presidents have it made. I've talked about this before. You're an ex-president. You have some chunk of money. You still got Secret Service protection. You just kick back. People name libraries after you and shit. Donald Trump, he's a billionaire, and he's going to be an ex-president. Oh, God. I mean, seriously, is there any human on the planet Earth who's got it better than Donald Trump after he's president, right? I mean, while he's president, there's going to be stress and strain. I've talked about this before. You know, I remember back when Obama took office. Yeah, back when I was your age. Back when Obama took office and I said, yeah, you know, Obama's all young and bouncing around right now and looking good. Shit, 8 years from now when he comes out of office, he's going to be old and tired. He's going to have white hair. You know, be like, no, he's not. No, he's not. You hate black people. Which is, you know, anytime you say anything about Obama other than how much you want to take his dick into your mouth and swallow his cum, people scream that you're a racist. And you look at Obama now. He's old. He's tired. He's got gray hair. Yet being the president of the United States will fucking do that to you. Right? If Trump were smart, And maybe he is. He'll do 4 years and just say, fuck this, man. I do not need 4 more years of this bullshit. I'm an ex-president. I'm a billionaire. I'm famous. I can grab pussy. I know more about grabbing pussy than anybody else, maybe in the history of the world. He'd just be like, fuck, guy, I'm out of here. See ya. So anyhow, it could happen. Could happen. God damn, man. He's got it made. And yes, excuse me, yes, I am drinking a Dos Equis Amber at 10 o'clock in the morning. Why am I drinking a beer at 10 o'clock in the morning? Because I'm a fucking adult, and I can do that. Speaking of adults, Pizzagate. Now, I'm not a Pizzagate expert. Basically, here's what I see is this. Is there's a bunch of these emails, and there's some shit, and it looks like maybe there's some child molesting going on. And there's all these weird photos that I'm being told are on these people's Instagrams. I haven't done a lot of research. It's interesting. I type Pizzagate into Google, and the Wikipedia page comes up. And on the Wikipedia page, it says that Pizzagate has already been debunked. I find this fascinating. I find this absolutely fascinating. The way there's this assumption that these politicians just couldn't possibly be having sex with small children. Now, I'm not saying I don't know enough about Pizzagate to make any declarations. Here's what I'm saying. The idea that it is somehow impossible that this group of people has been using children as sex toys. No, it's not impossible. It's perfectly plausible. A lot of these people are white men. And white men, of course, are pedophiles and child molesters and rapists. But I find it interesting how there's just this automatic response of denial to the possibility that these people are engaged in child pornography, whether watching it, selling it, consuming it, participating in it, actually sticking their dicks in children. Whereas, of course, now if any, say, just common person was accused of child pornography, there would be this no holes barred, no expense spared swing into action by the government to investigate this and find out what's going on. But when the people accused of child pornography are powerful, influential members of the Democrat Party, everyone looks the other way. The only thing I'm going to say about this, because the only thing about this that I can say objectively to any extent, is that I have seen on the internet, so it must be true, I've seen these pictures. Oh, God, email. You can send us email at God. It's dog spelled backwards. G-O-D at C-Y-N-L-I-B-S-O-C.com. One of these days I got to do the fan mail episode. I got to do a lot of things. Fuck. On the interwebs, I have seen pictures of this art, which it is claimed some of the people in the Pizzagate sphere possess this art. Like, there's the sculpture of the person like bent over backwards hanging from the air. You may have seen that one. And then there's these pictures of like small children. Like, I saw one of like this little boy, and it's like he's tied up on the wall of a shower wearing his underwear. And there's another one with a bunch of little girls with their hands behind their backs or something like that. So there's this art. There's these pictures of art that it is claimed these people own. And it looks like, well, it doesn't look like, it's children in sexually suggestive situations. And as with everything on the internet, these pictures may not exist in real life. They might be completely fake. It shouldn't be too hard to verify their existence or their non-existence, though. I recall many, many years ago, many moons ago, I recall there was talk of a law. There's always a law. I don't know if this law passed. I don't know if it didn't pass. I don't know. I don't know jack shit. I don't give a fuck. The only part I care about is that democracy doesn't fucking work and we need to get rid of the federal government. And this is one of the great things about being an anarchist, is that there are people out there who I'm sure are very focused on Pizzagate. And that's fine. That's not a bad thing. I'm not dissing you, whatever. As an anarchist, I can look at Pizzagate and go, yeah, that's fucked up. But ultimately, my arguments don't hinge on Pizzagate the way many of you, your arguments hinge on Pizzagate. Your arguments are that the Democrats shouldn't have power because look at them, they're child molesters and they did this satanic dining thing, you know, that came up and all this other shit. And that's why those Democrats shouldn't be in power. As an anarcho-capitalist, my whole argument hinges on nobody should be in power. I don't really ultimately give that much of a fuck about Pizzagate, because the idea that Democrats are evil, satanic, child-molesting pieces of shit, I mean, which they are, but this doesn't mean the Republicans are different. I don't want to get the Democrats out of the government. I want to get the government out of existence. And that's why I don't care if this law passed or didn't pass or isn't and what it says, because there should be no law, because you can't create freedom with laws. This is one of the big fallacies of those of you who are statist, be you right-wing statist or left-wing statist. The idea that you can create more freedom with more laws. This is why the men's, right now, I know I'm tangenting, I'm going to come back. This is why the men's rights, the MRA, what is it? Men's rights advocates, whatever. These guys are, they want to get more rights for men. And the way they're trying to do this is to pass more laws. Okay. You can't get more rights by passing more laws. It's not going to work. Now, I agree, men get fucked over by women on a regular basis, sperm jacking, alimony, all this other shit. But the way you fix that is not by creating more laws. The way you fix that is by getting rid of the laws that give women the ability to fuck men over. But you see, that's not going to happen because other men have given women all of these privileges, thinking, hey, if we just give women enough free stuff, eventually a woman might have sex with me. And it's a little terrifying. Men invented washing machines and vacuum cleaners and gave women the right to vote and gave them free birth control and gave them fucking alimony and gave them fucking WIC and social security and food stamps and all this other shit, thinking, wow, if we just give more free stuff to women, if we just make the lives of women easier, women will finally have sex with us. And in fact, exactly the opposite is what's happened. We, as a society, men in the society, have given all this fucking freedom and power and money and resources to women, thinking, oh, they'll finally have sex with us. And what are women doing? They're just treating you like shit and fucking other men behind your back and just, yeah. Anyway, all right, tangenting. Back to Pizzagate. So there was this law, I remember, that was going to make it illegal. Because that's what laws do. They make things illegal. This law was aimed at art which depicted children in sexual situations or sexually suggestive situations. Because I recall at the time, one of the arguments somebody made against this was, and I think this is very accurate. They said, well, look, when you see a drawing of a girl, how do you know how old the girl in that drawing is? Like, how do you know if that girl is 17 or 18? Right? It's a drawing. How are you determining, you know, how is the government, when it comes time to apply this law, how are they going to determine the age of the person in this drawing? And that law comes to my mind and I wonder about it because I'm looking at these pictures on the interwebs of this art which supposedly exists and which is supposedly owned by these liberal Democrat cocksucking pieces of filth. And these are very clearly representations of human children under the age of 18 in sexual situations. And so I'm wondering, what happened to this law? Did it not pass? Or do you just, is it the same thing where the law doesn't apply to you if you're a member of the Democrat Party, or if you have enough money, or if you have the right friends? So that's the only true commentary I can offer on Pizzagate, because that's the only things that I can come at objectively, right? Either this art does or does not exist. And we can gather evidence that this art does or does not exist. Either the art does or does not show children in sexually suggestive situations. That's pretty objective. You can figure that one out. And then there's this law that it's illegal to do art that shows children in sexually suggestive positions. That law either does exist or it does not. I know at one time it was talked about. I don't know if it passed. I don't know if it's a thing anymore. But it either is or it isn't. Again, this can be objectively shown. But this whole notion that Pizzagate has been debunked, this is fascinating, talking about objectivity here. And having a drink of Dos Equis. Let's think about this. Pizzagate has been debunked. Okay. To say unto me, Pizzagate has been debunked, is a very broad way of saying, we have shown, we, there's some collective we out there, has shown that none of these people who have been accused of child pornography have actually fucked a small child in the ass. Now, here's the thing. And this goes back to also proof and science and everything else, right? I've talked about how science cannot prove things. Science, you bring out a thesis, you say gravity always, you know, whatever. Gravity, if I drop this pencil that's in my hand, it will fall to the planet Earth. Gravity, I've proven that. Well, no, you haven't proven that. Because you cannot, with no uncertainty at all, you cannot prove in any way that sometime in the future, I will not drop the pencil and the drop pencil will not float up in the air. Now, what science does, science gathers evidence to support a thesis. I can drop the pencil 10,000 times every time it falls to the ground. We have a very large body of evidence to support the thesis that the pencil, when dropped, will fall to the ground. But that does not prove the pencil will fall to the ground every single time for the next billion millennium. Okay, sorry, science, real science, doesn't fucking work that way. Mathematics does. You can prove 2 plus 2 equals 4. No matter where you go, 2 plus 2 is always going to be 4. Science, physical science, gravity, you know, global warming, all this, you can't prove any of this stuff. With the Pizzagate thing, we have much the same situation. When you say unto me, Pizzagate has been debunked, well, let's think about this for 1 second. Now, I could prove that somebody, let's say it's George. George, I can prove to you that George has put his cock in the asshole of an 8-year-old boy. Okay? I can prove this to you by getting photos of this, getting video of this, but of course in this day and age, those things are massively easy to fake. Right? But I could prove this to you by you and I. And 7 other people could all walk into a room and we could all be completely sober. We could have all had 8 hours of sleep last night. We could all be completely sensually aware, you know, not be under the influence of anything, of being tired, of being hungry, of being sleepy, of being on drugs, of drinking Dos Equis beer at 10 o'clock in the morning. And we could all see with our eyes George putting his cock in the ass of a boy. And we could all walk up and we could touch George and we could touch George and we could like run our hands down George's body and we could get to where his nuts are and his balls and his nuts and his balls, his nuts and his cock. And we could like feel that his cock is in the 8-year-old boy's ass. And then we could look at George's driver's license, because that's a government-issued ID. We know it's accurate. We could see George is 50 years old. We could look at this boy. He could have his birth certificate with him. And we could look at the birth certificate, and because he has one, unlike Hussein Obama, and it's a government-issued document, we know it's accurate. We could verify that the boy is 8 years old. And then George could pull his cock out of the boy's ass, and we could all sniff the cock, and we could smell feces on it. Now, giving us a third verification that the cock was in the ass. So, we could prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that George's cock was in the ass of an 8-year-old boy. We can do that. What we cannot do, what is absolutely impossible to do, is to prove that George's cock has never been in the ass of an 8-year-old boy. You cannot prove that. You can gather a large amount of evidence to support the thesis that George's cock has never been in an 8-year-old boy. Absolutely. Absolutely. But you cannot prove George's cock has never been in the ass of an 8-year-old boy. You can prove unicorns exist. You can find a unicorn. You can locate it. You can do DNA testing. You can, you know, the horns not just glued onto a horse, all this other stuff. You can prove a unicorn does exist. You cannot prove a unicorn does not exist. You can gather a very large amount of data, evidence, information, all supporting the thesis unicorns do not exist. You can absolutely do that. But you cannot have complete 100% certainty unicorns do not exist. So to say that Pizzagate has been debunked is to say unto me, we have proven beyond any shadow of a doubt that all the people involved in Pizzagate have done none of the things it has been said they have done. It has been said they have done. What the fuck kind of English is that? I haven't drank that much, I promise you. I've had like 5 swigs of beer. To say that Pizzagate has been debunked is to say unto me, we, this royal we who have debunked Pizzagate, have proven beyond any shadow of a doubt that none of the things this group of people have been accused of doing were actually done by this group of people. And it's pretty much, it's impossible to prove that. And this is one more reason why statism doesn't work. Ultimately, all of these people are getting a free, again, guys, if anybody else, if a Republican were accused of fucking child porn, if one of you commoners was accused of child porn, everything would go, the world would go berserk. But because these are liberal Democrats accused of child porn, it's perfectly okay. And I'm dropping shit. All right, that was my Pizzagate speech. I'm over it. Moving on. Moving the fuck on. That's for later. That's for me. Randy, are you, shit, I need to be keeping notes. Boy, oh, fuck, what is this? Oh, god damn it. Speaking of bizarre shit, I watched a YouTube video on the over on the Anonymous channel, which I think I probably just need to unsubscribe from. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on with Anonymous, and maybe this is just me having a... What's the phrase I'm looking for? Nostalgia. You know, back when I was young, everything was perfect. You know, prices were reasonable and politicians didn't lie and everybody respected their elders and all that other shit, right? Maybe it's just nostalgia. But it seems in my brain, I remember this time when Anonymous was this group of really cool hackers who, when they saw some actual legitimate bullshit going on, they would swing in and bitch slap somebody upside the head. Now, so I'm watching this video from Anonymous, and they're showing this video of this woman talking, and she's a sixth grade teacher, and she's talking about how she met Robert Oppenheimer, and Oppenheimer told her that she's got to watch out because the government's going to militarize outer space, and they're going to do it by saying the Russians are coming, and then they're going to say terrorists are coming, and then they're going to say rogue nations are coming, and then they're going to say an asteroid is going to hit the Earth, and then they're going to say that the aliens are coming to invade us. And then the anonymous little voice thing, they start going on about the aliens. And I'm just like, what? No. Anonymous is not talking about how aliens are coming to the planet. Is this really happening? Aliens? This is the sad, again, this is, as an anarcho-capitalist, just looking at all of you people out there, how you need to invent these bizarre, in some cases far-fetched, in other cases not far-fetched, but how you go for, and I'm not going to call them conspiracy theories, because we all know everyone calls anything a conspiracy theory if they don't agree with it, right? Like Pizzagate, which actually has far more evidence going for it, just based on the very tiny amount that I looked at on the interwebs in the last couple of days. But people, statist, and God, even some anarcho sissies, you guys look at, and Ben Stone, whom I no longer pay attention to because he turned into an anarcho sissy and social justice warrior and feminist, but Ben Stone and Michael W. Dean have talked about this in the past, I know. You people, you seek out and try to latch onto these events, occurrences, concepts that don't have anything you can really substantiate them with. Let me give you examples to make it a little more clear, because my words are failing me right now. There are all these people out there who are talking about Alex Jones, right? The chemtrails. The chemtrails. They're spraying shit. You got any evidence of this? I mean, right? I've talked about this a lot of times. I make fun of this all the time, right? The alien lizard people who, along with the Jews, control the planet Earth and have their headquarters underneath Denver International Airport. For those of you new to the podcast, I am not making this up. This is a thing. There are people who truly believe. You can find, they've made documentaries about this. There are websites about this, okay? They believe, I am not fucking exaggerating at all. They believe that lizard aliens control the planet Earth with the help of the Jews, and they have a secret headquarters underneath Denver International Airport. These people believe that Denver International Airport, DIA, that DIA was built as the cover to build the alien headquarters under the ground there. Not making this up. People, 9/11, do I think that the government had something to do? Do buildings that don't get hit by airplanes fall down? No, they don't. But again, 9/11, I'm sorry, I agree with you all day long. A building that hasn't been hit by an airplane doesn't fall down. But sorry, there's no fucking evidence. The evidence has all been erased by the government. You're not going to find evidence. The cisgendered patriarchy, which, right, the idea that the men are actively getting together every month and holding meetings to oppress women. These sort of things for which you can gather no fucking evidence, that in no way are you ever going to be able to present any evidence that is going to convince anyone that buildings that haven't been hit by airplanes don't just fall down. You're never going to convince anyone of that. Chemtrails, probably not a real thing. Even if they are, you're never going to convince anybody. You're never going to get that evidence. alien lizard people living under DIA. You're never going to get evidence of that. And yet, people fixate on these things. While at the same time, so I'm having this conversation. This is just yesterday, right? I'm at the bar with my friends and we're talking. I'm talking to my friend and she went to the dentist. She hadn't been to the dentist in a long time. She's talking about how miserable it is, the dentist, and it was terrible. And it was, anyway, the point is she's talking to blah, 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 blah. And she's talking about, well, they're going to do a fluoride treatment on my teeth, you know? And she said, blah, blah, blah. And fluoride is poison. And I'm thinking, well, if fluoride is poison and they put fluoride in the water, doesn't that mean the government is poisoning the water supply? Now, we have evidence of this. Now, of course, those of you who have listened to me for a long time, somebody, great one, you're the one who said there's no such thing as a toxic substance. There's no such thing as a poisonous substance. It all depends on the dosage. Very good. You have been paying attention. Thank you for not being a fucking moron. I appreciate that. You're right. There's no such thing as a toxic substance. There's no such thing as poison. Everything is poisonous depending upon the dosage. But if you believe that fluoride is poison, okay, and we can pretty much prove the government puts fluoride in water, the government is putting poison into the water supply, right? Denatured alcohol. Why is the alcohol denatured? So that you can't drink it. The government forces the corporations to make the alcohol poisonous so people won't drink the alcohol. Brown people in foreign countries have been killed by flying robots controlled by the military of the United States under orders from Hussein Obama. We have actual evidence of this. We, the citizens of the United States, this can be proven. Nobody fucking notices that. Japanese people put in concentration camps by a liberal Democrat president. We can prove this. Operation MKUltra, we can prove this. Tuskegee experiment, we can prove this. Ku Klux Klan, founded by the Democrat Party, we can prove this. The government bailing out corporations. We can prove this. The government passing a law forcing you to buy health insurance from privately owned corporations. This can be proven. This is not an opinion. Nobody pays any fucking attention to that. Women getting, what do you call that? Women getting child support payments from men who are not the biological fathers of the children. This can be proven. Pay no attention. You know what's important? Chemtrails and aliens. That's what we're going to focus on. The patriarchy, white men controlling the world from back rooms where they all sit around smoking cigars. That's what we're going to focus on. 9/11, which probably involved a lot of bullshit, but which can never be proven. I'm going to focus all my effort on that. I'm going to totally ignore all the other people the government is murdering by dropping bombs on other countries, killing people with flying robots. I'm just going to focus on this building that fell down even though an airplane didn't hit it, and just think that one day, magically, people are going to suddenly stop being so fucking stupid that they'll figure out, hey, God, you know what? Buildings don't just fall down without airplanes hitting them. What the hell happened there? Oh, God, fuck. If you people would focus the effort, you focus on things that can never be proven, never be substantiated. If you took that effort and actually focused it on real shit that's right there in the open, you could make a lot more progress. Of course, then again, if you did that, you wouldn't be stupid. If you weren't stupid, you wouldn't be a statist. How are we on time? 40, great. We're 40 minutes in the podcast. I've got to none of the stuff I was going to talk about. What is this? Survey. 48% of Americans, when asked to describe how they felt about Donald Trump becoming president, responded with words such as disappointed, devastated, and worried. Yet I would just like to point out that those 48% of Americans are not going to Canada. So who really gives a shit how you feel? Okay, guys, if you were really terrified of Donald Trump so fucking much, you would be leaving. So just shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Commies to Canada. Commies to Canada.com. Go to Go to commies to Canada.com and you too can help send a communist to Canada. There are donation levels for everybody, regardless of your education level, your income, your degree of commitment. You know, even if you have no money whatsoever, there are still things you can do to help send communist to Canada. Commies to Canada.com. Tell your friends and tweet the hashtag com to can, C-O-M two, the number two, C-A-N. Hashtag com to can. Just send commies to Canada. Commies to Canada.com. Stat. 400 ppm. The average concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. A threshold even climate naysayers believed Earth wouldn't reach for decades, according to the World Meteorological Organization. Okay, so what? If this 400 ppm of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is so terrible, why aren't we all dying? So fucking what? Fact. Oh, I love when people call things facts. Fact. 100 million eligible voters who did not cast a ballot in this year's presidential election. According to estimates from the U.S. Elections Project, about 132 million did not turn out to vote. By percentage, the lowest turnout since 1996. Wow, way back in 1996. God, that was the dark ages. This may be a fact, but the fact that these people didn't vote doesn't really, this doesn't mean anything. Democracy, among the many failings of democracy, is this idea that, well, if you just have more people voting, you'll get better results. Now, I understand where this comes from because I read books and I learn. So anyway, all right, here, let me try to make this brief because I really want to do this one fucking thing, but I'm going to run out of time. The mythological they have done studies. Here's how this works. They take a jar of jelly beans. This is, you may have heard of this referred to as the wisdom of the crowd, the wisdom of crowds, things like that. They take a jar, say the jar has jelly beans in it. They ask individual people, guess how many jelly beans are in the jar? Nobody gets very close. But if you ask 100 people how many jelly beans are in the jar, and you take their answers and you average them together, the answer you get will tend to be closer to the correct number of jelly beans than any individual answer. And great, that works fine if you're guessing how many jelly beans are in a fucking jar. From that, they then extrapolate, well, democracy would be better if more people voted. Except that it wouldn't. Because regardless of how many people vote, you still have a choice between Hillary Clinton and the Trumpening. Whether you had 10 people vote, 10 million, or 100 million, you still had a choice between Hillary Clinton and the Trumpening. What these people are actually saying when they lament the fact that not enough people voted is, of course, well, if more people voted, the Democrats would have won. We hear this from the Democrats all the time. Again, this is a difference between Democrats and Republicans, not the politicians. I'm talking about the actual everyday humans. You will never hear Republicans say shit like, well, if more people voted, Republicans would win more. Democrats, of course, as I've talked about in the past on this podcast, Democrats have desperately wanted to extend voting to people who are 16 and 17 years old. Why? Because you're 16 and 17, you are stupider than fuck. I know, you're right now, you're listening to this, and you're 17 years old, and you're saying, what are you talking about, man? I'm really smart. I read the Manosphere every day, and I'm an anarchist, and I've read Aristotle just like you've talked. No, I don't care how much of that you've done. I am telling you, because here's the difference between you and me. You're 17 right now. I was 17 years ago. I'm looking back on it. I am telling you, you are stupider than fuck. This is not personal. All humans, when they're 17 years old, are stupider than fuck. When I was 17 years old, I was stupider than fuck. Okay? Being stupider than fuck is what you are if you are a human and you are 17 years old. There is no deny. Again, I know that I say, well, there's always some exceptions. There are zero exceptions to this. Zero. 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 Now, maybe 200 years ago, maybe 1,000 years ago, 17-year-old people were kings and shit. That was different. Because back then, you weren't pampered your entire fucking life. In Western civilization, 12 years of public education, feminism, even if you're the staunchest right-wing fucking conservative, even if you're Christian as fuck, even if you are an anarcho-capitalist who listens to this podcast and reads Aristotle, it does not matter. 17 years old, you're stupider than fuck. Democrats want 16 and 17-year-olds to vote. Why? Because they know they're going to vote Democrat. The other thing I talked about before, Democrats are like lamenting that federal criminals lose, felons, that's the word I'm looking for, felons in, I don't know if it's all felons or some, I don't know, and I don't give a fuck, because again, that's statism. It's like, let's sit around and argue about the specifics of specific laws. Who gives a shit? I fucking care, dude. The government needs to be destroyed. I'm not going to fucking argue about the specific text of one fucking law. It's just, it's fucking retarded, okay? It's fucking retarded. Felons, some of them, all of them, I don't know, I don't care, aren't allowed to vote. And Democrats, there's this article I read out here, our Democrats are all up in arms because, well, most of these people would vote Democrat. And by taking away their right to vote, they're being disenfranchised. And of course, my point was, well, yes, of course, most criminals are Democrats. I think we already knew this. Yes, most felons would vote Democrat. Because the kind of people who vote Democrat are the kind of people who aren't going to go fucking get a job and work for a living and be reliable and be honest. Right? Yes, most criminals are Democrats. No shit. So whenever you hear someone going on about how, well, democracy would work better if more people voted, I promise you that person is a Democrat. And then, of course, I played the video on here where it showed the white kids on college campus saying, yeah, black people are disenfranchised because they don't know how to use the internet, and we can't have voter ID laws because black people, they were saying voter ID laws would disenfranchise black people because black people don't know how to use the internet, and black people can't find the DMV, and black people can't get a government-issued identification card. Again, anytime whenever Democrats, and it's always Democrats, say, oh, if more people voted, what they mean is more inferior people, right? Stupid people, young people who don't know anything, criminals. If those, and then of course on the video, then it shows the guy he goes to, where the hell was it? I want to say it was Queens, but I could be full of shit. Watch the video. You know, he's talking to these black people and he's like, do you have an identification? They're like, well, of course I have identification. He's like, do you know how to use the internet? She's like, of course I know how to use the internet. He's like, do you know where the DMV is at? The guy's like, of course I know where the DMV is at. Are you fucking stupid? But of course, Democrats assume that everyone who isn't them is stupid, right? You're either stupid or you're racist, right? That's why you voted for Donald Trump, because you're stupid or you're racist, or because you're stupid and racist. Dos Equis. All right, what do I have? All right, Andy, where am I in time? Fantastic. I do not have time to do that. Guys, seriously, I voted for Donald Trump. I broke down and actually voted in the presidential election. I voted for Donald Trump. I voted for Donald Trump so that those of you who said you would leave the United States if he won would fucking leave. Please, God, please, just for one time in your fucking life, have some integrity. Just for one time in your worthless, nasty, filthy, disgusting little left-wing statist life, could you please have some fucking integrity and get the fuck out? Just one time have some integrity. Real quick, I'm going to go out talking about worldviews because I think this idea popped in my head the other day. Everybody has, I call it a worldview. It could be, you can call it philosophy. You can call it understanding of the world. You know, you can call it an ideology, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Everybody has one. And as far as I can tell, there's only three ways to come across one. There's only three ways to formulate a worldview. Number one is the worldview that you were born into, right? And these are the people I've talked about. People, well, I've been a Democrat since I was 8 years old. I've been a Christian all my life. I've always been a Republican. What you're saying to me is that your worldview has never changed or evolved since you came out of the womb. That's not something to brag about, okay? My worldview has changed so many fucking times, I would need a flow chart to track it. Some people have the particular worldview they have because they perceive that worldview to be the opposite of the worldview they don't like, right? Feminists are feminist because feminism is the opposite of the patriarchy. Democrats are Democrat because it's the opposite of Republican. Statheists are statheist because it's the opposite of Christian. Again, not because they've thought about it, but because they perceive that as being in opposition to that which they don't like. And then there's people who have a worldview based on actually thinking. And those people are few and far between. I encourage you to join their ranks, remove your head from your ass, stop believing in democracy, stop believing that you're going to elect somebody and they're going to be the Messiah. Anarcho-capitalism and freedom await you, but you have to come over to us. We're not fucking coming to you.